It's Monday, May 13th, 2019. Thanks for tuning in to this special one-offs episode of The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
Will you be happy? Really?
I have no right to be unhappy, which is almost the same.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Well, that was a good way to open up this here one-offs episode of the show. Petite League from right here in Brooklyn, New York. That was their new single called White Knuckle Wildflower. And it's a great song, very Petite League-y, and I think it's a success. And it's a good way to open up this here show because the whole episode is just going to be single songs by each band. So normally, of course, I do a couple songs by most bands that I play on the show. But what I noticed is I had such a huge pile of singles and individual releases from forthcoming albums and really short EPs with just a couple tracks and whatever, that I thought, you know what, I'm just going to go ahead and do an episode where all I do is play one song by each band. So that's what this episode is, and it's not that special because I've done this a number of times over the years. It seems like maybe once a year the buildup of singles gets too great and I just got to pull a release valve and just let a little bit out. So that's what we're doing here with this special one-offs episode. And the next one, we're very excited about this band. They're from Columbus, Ohio. Their name is Bummers, which is a great name for a band. And this is their single. It's 80s Men. And it's a little bit reminiscent of Modern English's Melt With You. It's not quite a cover, obviously. The songs you're going to hear, it's not the same as that song. But it's definitely like in the same ballpark. And it made me think about my last episode that the 80s called and they want their songs back. In this case, it's more like the 80s called and they want their sound back. But at any rate, it's 80s Men from Bummers from Columbus right now on this special one-offs episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Yeah. Let's go away for a while, you and I, to a strange and distant land, where they speak no word of truth, but we don't understand anyway. Holiday, far away, to stay on a holiday, far away, let's go today, in a heartbeat. Pack your bags or your map. We won't need them where we're going. We're going where the wind is blowing, not knowing where we're gonna stay. Holiday, far away, to stay on a holiday, far away, to stay on a holiday. Far away, let's go today in a heartbeat. They speak no word of truth, but we don't understand anyway. On a holiday, far away, to stay.
Hey, man.
Oh, hey, Drew.
Did you guys hear about Thomas Mikowski?
But they got laid off?
No, man, check it out. Last week, right after he found out he was getting laid off, he goes home and tries to kill himself by running the car in the garage.
Is he dead?
No, man, check it out. That wife of his comes home early from work and catches him. So he tries to play it off like nothing happened.
I was having some trouble with the shifter here. It's jammed. I couldn't get it into drive. I mean reverse.
You okay, Tom?
Then as he's looking at her,
yeah,
he decides he wants to live.
Yeah, I think I'm okay.
Right. Seems to be working now. See you later, honey. Love you.
But then as soon as he backs out of his driveway, he gets slammed big time by a drunk driver.
Is he okay?
Sort of. He broke both his wrists, legs, a couple of ribs, his back. But check it out, he's gonna get a huge settlement out of this. Like seven figures. He's getting out of the hospital tomorrow, and he's gonna throw a big party this weekend to celebrate. We're all invited. I'm thinking I might take that new chick from logistics. Things go well, I might be showing her my O face. Oh, oh, oh. You know what I'm talking about. Oh. Yeah. Right. See you guys there.
Been waiting now for a while to just hold you and not have to doubt. Is this something that I wanna do? Holding you, let me say, just feels great. Will tomorrow miss it? Will it? care. It means something that has got me blue.
Let's catch up. After Bummers with 80s Men back there, we heard Frankie Rose with the song In Your House from her new 17 Seconds album. You may remember that because I played it on the last episode. I played her cover of The Cure's A Forest from the same record, but the thing was, I just really wanted to put that on that show because it was all, you know, 80s covers. But then In Your House, the song we heard a few songs ago, that's actually my favorite track on the record. So I still wanted to put that song on the show, even if I'd already put the album, whatever, throwing caution to the wind, doing whatever I want. So yeah, we heard In Your House. That was the song right there by Frankie Rose, my favorite off the record. Okay, then after that, we heard Steady Holiday from Los Angeles covering Weezer's Holiday, which I guess they felt obligated to cover Holiday since it was right there in their name, Steady Holiday, but pretty great cover. I think that's just as good as the original, if not better, and very good job on that, Steady Holiday. I like that band. Then after Steady Holiday, we heard Juan Waters from right here in Queens, New York, doing his song Letter, which comes off his forthcoming Introducing Juan Pablo album, which not out yet, but excited about that. I feel like that's going to be a good release. It's weird. He just released that other album. I feel like I just played him on the show a few episodes ago, but it was from a different album. I could probably figure it out if I looked into it more, but it just seems like he's releasing two albums pretty close together or something. I don't know. Not paying that close of attention. Anyway, then just before I started talking, we heard Disco Volante from Portland, Oregon, doing their song Socialite, which is their most recent single, and I think a very good song, and I got nothing to say about it, but it's pretty good. So there you go, Disco Volante. Up next, Martin Frawley from Melbourne, Australia. He's doing the song Chain Reaction, comes off his Undone at 31 album, which actually I played a track from it at the end of last season. The album hadn't come out yet, but he had released a couple singles like this episode is all full of. Now the album's out, and it's pretty okay. I don't know. I think I like the first song I played from it the best, but whatevs, and this song's still pretty good. So without further ado, Martin Frawley with Chain Reaction right here on this special one-offs episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Your reaction, I saw it through your disguise. There's no repulsion, just the evolution of time. This won't come easy, this will probably ruin our night. You're always late, your reaction seems so tired. Come between this small community, I take no action, I'm not losing this time. There are complaints, there is no sacrifice. Your impulse needs you, your impulse is alive. Train of thought, it's no big surprise. I saw reaction, I saw it in your eyes. Anger spills, anger spills, and I resent your desire. You see nothing, you see nothing, you see nothing through those lies.
All right, let's catch up one last time. After Martin Frawley back there, we heard Nah, N-A-H, dot, 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 from, I don't know, Holland, Germany, or a duet with members in both places. That was their song Apple Blossoms, comes off of a single by the same name, though there is a second track on the single in this case. It's not a literal single, it's like a single in the old sense, like a 7-inch, which would have two songs. Whatever. I like Nah, I like duets, I feel like it's cool. It has sort of a 90s vibe going on, which I think they are probably going for and succeeding at. Then after that, we heard Photo Ops from Nashville, Tennessee. That was his new single, Palm Trees. I thought that song was all right. Probably wouldn't normally have put that, honestly, wasn't good enough for the show, I don't think. It's just not my favorite track ever. Okay, then after that, we heard John Mouse from Minnesota doing Second Death from his most recent album, Addendum, which came out last year, and I hadn't played anything from that. I like John Mouse a lot, but it's sort of like, you know, it's this like synthesizer goth pop sound, and it's pretty cool, but also droning on and on. I feel like I don't know, I never know what song to play, whatever, but I thought Second Death kind of stood out on that record. And then after that, Molly Nilsson from Berlin, who I associate with John Mouse because he covered her song without me knowing that it was her song, and I played it on the show and felt weird that I learned later that there was this other person who'd written the song. Anyway, Molly Nilsson's great, and what she's done, seemingly, is just keep re-releasing old albums, which are not old, but older albums, and tricking me. So, like, I didn't know that the song... the song I played was In Real Life from her album History, which actually came out in, like, 2011, but I didn't realize that because I thought it was new because she re-released it recently, I guess as a LP, like a physical vinyl, and so she re-released it, and so I learned about it then, thinking it was new because the release date was, like, 2019, whatever, in January, and so I bought it thinking it was new, but it actually is just a re-release. This is a boring story. The point is, I put it on the show this time because I hadn't put it on before, but it's not actually new. So there we go. In Real Life from History, Molly Nilsson, very good. I like her. And John Mouse, who I associate probably unfairly. And just before I started talking, we heard Small Hearts from Halifax, Nova Scotia in Canada. Their song Summertime 4 from their self-titled album Smaller Hearts. Pretty good. I've had it for a while, but just never put anything on because, I don't know, it's not... it's okay. It's kind of up there with Photo Ops. It's like, well, probably wouldn't normally put it on, but whatever. Pretty good. I wanted to play something. I like the album art. I like the band. I just hadn't put anything on from this, their newest release. So there we go. Smaller Hearts, just before I start talking. Okay, finishing up this special one-offs episode of the show, another thing I've kind of long wanted to put on but haven't. It's Mary Lattimore from Los Angeles, California. She is a harpist, and she's like the harpist to the stars. Like all the indie rock bands who want to have harp music in their songs, they always lean on her. So she has like a lot of really cool bands that she's played with, and then she's also very prolific, so she just releases lots of, you know, singles and albums and whatever, and it's all great. I really like it, but it's kind of classical adjacent, you know? It's sort of like a lot of these songs will be like 14-minute long opuses or, you know, whatever, and they're great, but it's hard for me to put on the show. So I'm doing it this time. I'm just like, whatever, I'm gonna finally break down and put her on the show because I've been buying her stuff and liking her music but just never putting it on. So I'm going to do Wawa by the Ocean. It's actually 10 minutes long, but I'm going to shorten it so it's not going to be 10 minutes long here at the end of the show, but it's still, it's really great. And if you like it, you should totally pick up other stuff. I feel like it's great music to work to. All of her records, she has singles, like I said, there's lots of stuff you can listen to by her. It's all great. It's also very long and not really in keeping with the normal format of my show, so I don't usually put it on, but doing it today. So here we go, finishing up this here episode of the show with Mary Lattimore and Wawa by the Ocean from her Collected Pieces album. Thank you. That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Drinking Song by John Mouse, Dream and Formaldehyde by Snapped Ankles, and Bold Rides by Mary Lattimore. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com, like where you can follow me on social media, including Spotify, where you will find playlists for the seasons, like season 16 this season, where you can listen to all the songs I play without having to listen to me talk, which is probably a dream come true. If you want to send me emails, that's daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. Thanks again for listening. We will see you next time on an all-new episode of the show.
Mr. Lewis? Mr. Randall? Mr. Phillips? Hello?